Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park from the VEN. Happy early Thanksgiving to all of you. Thanks for sending in all your great questions. Let's get to work and start answering some of them. The first one comes from Maury in Hopkins, Minnesota. The worst Vikings performances this year have been on the national stage. Coincidence? Yeah, I think I'd chalk up the Vikings' losses at San Francisco and at home to the Green Bay Packers as a coincidence. Those losses happened because the team made mistakes and did not execute properly. That the games were played in primetime or on the primetime stage had nothing to do with it. It comes down to Vikings players executing better when the game is on the line. Coach Zimmer has been in and has won a lot of big games in his coaching career, so he knows how to steer the ship. He's got the Vikings going in the right direction. Time to get back on the winning track this weekend in Atlanta. The next question comes from Dale. How long will Teddy last if he has to keep putting up with this punishment? The offensive line has to do a better job at pass protection. Yes, the offensive line can improve. Teddy was pressured too much, but let's remember, pass protection is the responsibility of the quarterback, the wide receivers, the tight ends, and the running backs, as well as the offensive line. It's a group effort to protect the quarterback. They can all improve, and I expect they will, against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. Jacob has the next question. What is the next step for Blair Walsh after yet another missed point after touchdown? Yes, the missed PATs are frustrating, and it takes some momentum away after a touchdown. So hopefully Blair can get those issues resolved. I think he will. But let's remember, Blair is 22 of 25 on field goals this season, and he's made two game winners. So Blair has come up big when the game has been on the line. So the missed point after attempts notwithstanding, it's been a pretty good season for Blair. Let's get the PAT situation rectified and move forward with him. Our next question comes from Jim. Knowing the Packers were prepping against the run, would it not have been wise to try something different in the first half and do more passing? I actually look at this from the opposite perspective. Adrian had just 13 rushing attempts for the whole game, and that includes six in the first quarter, so I would have liked to have seen more runs from the Vikings, but I understand why Norv went to the passing game. 11 of the Vikings' 28 first half snaps came with 11 or more yards to go to get a first down. So the Vikings had penalties and negative plays and got behind the chains. That's why they had to pass. Hopefully they can fix those issues and get back to running the football against the Falcons on Sunday. Our next question comes from Jeff. Why do you think this defense forces relatively few turnovers, and is this a concern with Zimmer and the defensive coaches? Jeff brings up a good point. It is kind of confusing how a defense as good as the Vikings, they're the number two scoring defense in the NFL, has only created 11 turnovers. One idea may be the pass rush, usually a strength of this team, but the Vikings have just six sacks in the last four games. When you are getting to the quarterback, you can strip the quarterback of the football and force fumbles, and you can force the quarterback to make bad decisions because of that pressure. So if the Vikings can amp up their pass rush a little bit, maybe the turnovers will follow. The last question comes from Josiah. Will the Vikings make it to the playoffs even with the loss to Green Bay? Well, the Vikings sit right now entering their game against Atlanta at 7-3 and in fifth position in the NFC. So if the season were to end right now, the Vikings would be in the playoffs. They have games against the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Arizona Cardinals coming up in the next 3 weeks. All of those teams are in the playoff chase. So the Vikings have a ton of big games coming up. They control their own destiny. Right now they're in, but they have to keep winning to hold their position. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week, so please send your questions in to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. And stay tuned to Vikings.com. Tons of great content up on the site, including Adrian Peterson, who was wired and mic'd for the game against the Green Bay Packers, go under the helmet with the NFL's rushing leader and the 2012 MVP as he goes against our division rivals.